showed up here, I needed to come with a text. And I said, no, I preached. It's your turn. We serve an awesome God. He's amazing. And he's, the more you get to know him, the more you just fall in love with him. I just kind of want to take just a few moments to transition. Sometimes we don't use the time properly to transition from an awe-inspiring, praising attitude to a listening attitude, because both are praising God. And so I just kind of want to take this moment to refocus our minds on learning about God, so that we can have our hearts prepared for what Brother Clayton has to bring to us. Verse of Scripture. According to statistics, the most loved verse in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The most read verse of Scripture in the Bible, however, is Genesis 1:1. And Genesis 1:1 has a lot to say about God. Just how great he is. There's a lot of theology that can be pulled from Genesis 1:1. I just want to kind of, this verse has been on my mind for a while. All the things about God that's contained here. And so I just want us to think together this morning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That says so much. The first thing it says is that there is a God. As contrary to the belief of many of the atheistic society that there is no God, that the earth came into being by itself, and in essence, the atheistic society puts themselves as gods. That's the heart of depraved man. They want to be number one. But Genesis 1:1 does totally away with that notion. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God, one God, Elohim, and that is the strong one. And it is a uni-plural form of the word, which means it bears record that it is a one plurality, which indicates that there is one, there is three personalities in one. So there's a lot of theology that can come out of this. But anyway, in the beginning, God, it does away with the fact that we're gods, we're anything special, and it puts God at number one. In the beginning, God. That tells us that there was a beginning. There was a starting point. There was a point to where time was not and time began. And in the beginning, prior that, was God. So that tells us that there is a God and he existed before time. That's amazing, isn't it? Humanity, we are what is classified as immortal. In other words, we die, but we don't really die. We go somewhere after death. The righteous go to be with the Lord in glory. And the wicked, we realize from Revelation that they go into everlasting punishment. So by that classification, we're immortal. Our souls never die. God, however, is eternal. See, we have a beginning point and no ending point. God had no beginning point, and he will never have an ending point. So in the beginning, before the beginning, was God. And then it tells us something. In the beginning, God created. In other words, God is active. And aren't you thankful? God is active. He's not just up sitting on his throne, folding his hands and saying, well, let's see what nothing looks like. God is active. And he's active not only in Genesis, in the creation of all things, but he has continued to be active down through the ages. After day six, God didn't just fold his hands and say, well, we're just going to let the clock unwind, so to speak, and we're going to see where it goes. God was active in every point in history. Now, that's not absolutism to say that God is active in every point in history. Because God's there and God's active. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Everything that we can see was created. We go to John 1, chapter 1, and it says, in the beginning, there's in the beginning, was the Word. And then we can go to Colossians where it says that He has created all things, both visible and invisible. The spiritual realm He created in those 6 days of creation and the physical realm. There's a lot we can learn about God. God is powerful. In Genesis 1:1, you see the powerfulness of God. You see the existence of God. You see the eternal nature of God. You can see so many things, and it is the most read verse of Scripture in the world. And there's a lot in it. God's big. God's awesome. And you know, if we commit, that's just one verse. That's the first verse in the Bible. Think about how much more we could learn about God if we go to verse 2 and verse 3. And on from Genesis to Exodus, and from Exodus to Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, and all the way through to the end. And you know what's sad? Most people will pick up their Bible with renewed vision. I'm going to read through it. And so they read Genesis 1:1. And they may pick up some things from Genesis 1:1. But then they get on over and they get to Leviticus, and it's like, oh my goodness. And eventually that fire burns out. And the Bible's closed for the rest of the year with a little bookmark in Leviticus. And there's so much more. Genesis 1 teaches us that. There's so much more that we can learn about God. And I think it's our responsibility as His children to find out just as much as we can. And so this morning, as Brother Clayton comes before us, I hope if the Lord blesses him, he's going to share a little bit of that knowledge. And he's going to open up God's Word and he's going to teach us what God has to say about a certain topic. I hope we can listen, be attentive, and when we go home, don't sit in the recliner and turn on the TV. I want you to get out your notes and go back over it and say, what is God trying to tell me? God deals with His people personally, on a personal level. And if you're not saying, what is God trying to tell me? You're missing what God is trying to tell you. God's trying to teach you something. So after the message, and we go home and we think it's all over, it's not. Let's sit down, let's study, and let's get in and see what the Word has to say to us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear most gracious, all-knowing, ever to be adored, Heavenly Father God, You are so great. Father, we recognize that You are the Creator, not some big bame or primordial slime, Father, but that You took it upon Yourself and initiated the creation of this world that we now stand upon. You created the air that we breathe, the plants that we see, all life forms. You created them perfect, Father. And at the end of Your creation, You said that it was very good, Father, for everything that You do, God, is very good. And we praise You this morning, Father, that You are so good and that You do all things to perfection. And God, we are thankful that You have brought a revelation into our life that we may know You more intimately, Father, that we may know You as the God that created this universe. God, we just ask that as we continue down life's journey, that You would just illuminate our lives more and more with thoughts of You, Father, that we may learn more about You, that we may be more intimately connected with You, the true and the living and the holy God. Oh God, may we live in such a way that is pleasing to Your name. Father, may we lift Your name high, and when we come to Your house, Father, may we lift up prayers that are acceptable unto Thee. May we sing praise from the heart, Father, which is acceptable unto Thee. And may we not fall into the meaningless routine of worship, but may it be heartfelt worship. Oh God, for You are worthy. Father, as Brother Clayton comes before us, Father, we know that all things that are good, Father, come only from Thee. So, Father, we ask that You would just fill his mind with a readiness. Father, may You give him a clear line of thinking. May You loose his tongue, Father, and may he show us, Father, the unsearchable riches of Your truth contained in Your Word. May he rightly divide the Word of truth in our eyes this day. Oh God, may You give us hearts to receive it, Father. Father, if we have not prepared our hearts and plowed our ground and made it ready, Father, to receive Thy Word, Father, we just ask that You would do it this morning. Father, just prepare our hearts to receive Thy Word, that we may be fruitful. Oh God, just go with us. Help us to glorify You in everything that we do and say. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.